Dustin and Maria Starr here to invite you to the Championship Wrestling Drive-In Spooktacular, presented by Pro Shingle, Halloween Day at 3 p.m.
Watch pro wrestling from the comfort of your own car. One low price gets your car load in for all the action, including Halloween candy, food trucks, kids' Halloween costume contest presented by Party Works, and more.
AEW's Marco Stunt and Peter Avalon will be in action, plus your Saturday morning favorites.
Tickets benefit the Hero Empowerment Center. Get yours today at ChampionshipWrestlingMemphis.com.
Missouri, get ready! November 21st, the National Guard Armory will be rumbling with live wrestling action as AHCW presents Thanksgiving Thunder. Be there to see Zay Washington, Derek King, the LA Hustlers, Walker Hayes, Justin Case, The Posse, and former WWE superstar Eugene. General admission is just $10, third row is $13, second row is $14, and front row, which includes meet and greet, is only $15. Get advance tickets now at the Diane Sayer Rec Center or by phone 636-232-3313 or 731-589-8013. AHCW Thanksgiving Thunder, November 21st, Caruthersville, National Guard Armory, 7:30 bell time. Be there!
This episode is brought to you by Spunk Lube. Spunk Lube is the perfect blend of water and silicone. It is an all-purpose personal lubricant that can be used for any occasion. You will love the natural feeling and look of it. It is safe for sensitive skin. Go to spunklube.com and tell them Shootin' the Shiznit sent you.
Oh, you didn't know? Well, your ass better. Well, you better tell someone. Tell someone about STSpod.club. Tell them now. Call them. Text them. Tell them. Telegram. Send them video messages. Whatever. Tell them.
Want to be a professional wrestler? Train with a legend at the School of Morton. Go to RickyMortonOnline.com or call 423-297-7623. Tell him STS Pod sent you. I know my.
Hello, everyone, and we're live, not from STS Studios in Jonesboro, Arkansas, but from P3 Radio Studios in Jackson, Tennessee. I'm Richard Mulliken, joined by my co-host of P3 Radio, the one and only the Mr. Dixie Youth of 1983, and best friend Josh Briley. Say hey, Josh.
How is it going, Richard Lee? And who else do we got with us today?
Well, we were supposed to have the one and only BT. You know, if he was here, you would be hearing him talk right now. You wouldn't be hearing my voice entering the show, introducing the show. You would hear his voice saying he was live from Jonesboro. But here's the thing. Last week, he had a horrible incident with a weed eater. His stitches were busted from last week. He couldn't be here. And we have none other than one of the hosts from CW30 Championship Wrestling, one of our good friends, Dustin Starr. Say hey, Dustin.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Dustin, how are you? And who are you guys? Where's BT? What am I doing here?
Yeah,
this, we actually kicked him out of the studio.
We have heard that a lot of times, but most of the times when we hear it, it's from somebody that's woken up from the chloroform in our trunk duct taped. So, but no, happy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, man. Like I said, CW30 Championship Wrestling every week, man. That's taking off like a bombshell, hasn't it?
Yeah, man, it's been a whole lot of fun. Who would have thought when you and I were wrestling together? Gosh, what? 15 years ago that I would kind of be in the Corey Macklin role. Big move, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we're glad to have you here on AEW Dynamite. We're going to look forward to a great show. And hey, man, while you're here, we interviewed Dave Brown a couple of weeks ago, and he told us to ask you about Pro Shingle.
Yes. Yeah, actually, that's really funny that you say that. Well, it all ties in with championship wrestling. You know, when we started the championship wrestling program, you know, you're always looking for sponsors and partners and everything else. And we wanted to find a way to incorporate the classic Memphis legends, you know, the Bill Dundees and King Cobras and Pork Chop Cash and Lawlers, all the guys that
TD Steals.
Well, you know what? I'll be perfectly honest. If I could get a contact, if you have his number, I would absolutely love to conduct an interview with TD Steele.
Why not? I mean, he was awesome.
Dead serious. I've actually thought about TD Steele, and I would love to book him. But Dave Brown was one of the guys, you know. And if you put the weather and you know, home improvement, storm damage, and all that stuff together, we actually were able to sign up Dave Brown with Pro Shingle, our title presenting sponsor. So he's featured on all the commercials, and we help kind of put that thing together. So Dave is on our show every week in a commercial capacity. So I'm glad he was plugging it.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Dave is somebody we really liked. And speaking of which, tonight we're going to talk about things that you really like, things that you didn't, thumbs up, thumbs down, MVP, and what you're hoping to see next week. And we're going to start with Josh. Josh, what did you like about tonight's show?
Well, what I liked is a two-parter. Because there was a lot of likes. This was a really good show tonight. But right off the top, man, Wardlow, Hangman, dude, that was such a good match. We had Hangman in long pants this week. I mean, that's a fresh look. And, you know, it was different. And, you know, I'm one to kind of critique uniforms and whatnot. So that was really big for me. And Wardlow, he was dominant for the most part, you know, but Hangman, he was getting that Ricky Morton sell going on, and that was, it really showed that he could sell and play that part. And the end was phenomenal. You had Hangman suplex and Wardlow off the top rope, followed by the two buckshot clotheslines. It looked like something out of All Japan from 1990 or something. I mean, it was super stiff looking. And then we had the town hall with MJF and the Inner Circle. That segment was great, and I love seeing Eric Bischoff get some airtime. You know, it was, you know, really big news after the fact, though. MJF and Jericho at Full Gear. My God. And the winner, you know, if MJF wins, he gets to be a part of the Inner Circle. And it seems like, you know, Ortiz and Sammy Guevara have made it very clear. They don't want any part of him being in the Inner Circle. So next week, it's Ortiz and Sammy Guevara versus MJF and Wardlow. And seriously, I do not know which match I'm more excited about, the pay-per-view match or the tag team match next week. But, you know, either way, my God, it's going to be a barn burner.
Dustin, we've heard from Josh in the red carpet with the long tights and what he liked. What did you like about tonight's show?
Actually, I totally agree that the Hangman Wardlow match was probably the best on the show, but followed by Hirsch and Serena Deeb. I'm a big Serena Deeb fan. I was a fan of hers way back, gosh, when she was with CM Punk with the Straight Edge Society. She's kind of made that big return. I watched her last night on Primetime Live from the United Wrestling Network, and I was really surprised to see her pick up the victory over Thunder Rosa and become the new women's world champion. And that kind of, and that's a whole different story with what's Thunder Rosa going to do, where she signing. And I kind of feel like she's headed to the WWE just based off of what happened but then hopping on a plane and heading straight out to Jacksonville. I wasn't that familiar with Lila Hirsch. I saw that she was on AEW Dark, so that kind of made me feel like that this might be some sort of squash match, something to get Serena Deeb over a little bit better. And I was actually surprised that they had the NWA Women's World title on television just the very next night after the title changed hands. But holy moly, Hirsch was great. Her movement in the ring, how aggressive she was, nothing looked phony in there. She was really good. I thought that was probably Hangman Wardlow was probably the match of the night, followed by very, very closely to Hirsch and Deeb. And I can't take anything away from Pentagon and Omega, of course, but I was really surprised by that women's match. It was awesome.
Yeah, for me, there was a lot of things I liked. Of course, I have a list, like always, like the Jericho list. I'm not going to throw an armbar in there.
Surely not. Richard doesn't have a list.
No, but the thing about Eddie Kingston kicking out the cameraman from the ring, that was one of my favorite things. He said, you didn't train to get in here. You don't deserve to be in here. Eddie Kingston is winning me over. Like, he's a heel, but he's winning me over as a babyface. I don't know why. It's just, if you're an old school guy that used to wrestle or just used to follow wrestling, he's going to win you over, and he's talking me into the building for a match I know he has no chance in hell of winning against John Moxley, which is a huge credit to him because I'm very jaded when it comes to wrestling. So hearing Eddie Kingston talk is a real big get for them. I mean, I tell you, he's winning me over, and I just looked at him as just another indie wrestler, but he's winning me over. Tony Schiavone, Britt Baker's relationship is money. I mean, that is just all day, every day. I could follow that. The build for the Young Bucks and FTR is great. FTR walking out of an interview where it was skewed to the Young Bucks, I thought that was awesome. Jericho saying he's not Cody, and it's not, he's not going to let MJF, you know, turn on him and just be aloof to that fact. I think that's going to make MJF an even bigger heel when he does it, because Jericho's looking for it. He knows it's coming. So I think it's going to make MJF even bigger when it happens. I want to like Mini Sting hanging out in the rafters, Darby Allin, but I'm kind of in the middle. I don't know where to feel about that, because I feel like it's kind of like a carbon copy of Sting. But for the second week in a row, Wardlow has had the opening match and has had one of the best matches on the card. He's a big man that I feel like Vince McMahon would love to have, because he can do all this stuff. Could you imagine a Wardlow and Roman Reigns feud? That would be box office money. And this is high praise for somebody that I didn't even know existed a year ago. But my favorite thing about the night, bar none, was the fact that my first pay-per-view, the first full pay-per-view I ever saw, was Halloween Havoc 91. And I still remember the PN News, word up, it's Havoc 91. We're going to take care of business and have some fun. And when this party's over, hear the fat lady say, PN and Josh, blah, blah, blah. I didn't understand what he said then. Yo, baby, yo, 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 baby, yo. But the fact that you had Eric Bischoff, Tony Schiavone, and JR almost 30 years later in a segment where JR's commenting, where Tony is telling Chris Jericho to shut up so Eric Bischoff could finish. For me, it was just the nostalgia, the feel of Eric Bischoff, Tony, and JR all in one ring again, almost 30 years later. It was one of my favorite things of the night. So,
hey, and meanwhile, on the other station, there was Halloween Havoc.
Yes.
How crazy is that? So you've got all the guys that basically made Halloween Havoc what it was on one station.
Yep.
On the other station, they're reinventing Halloween Havoc on NXT. It was crazy.
It was truly an Elton John circle of life moment. but let's get to another fact here, the things you didn't like. And I tell you what, since I dropped that last one off, I'll start this one off. I didn't like the repeat of gimmick of the Young Bucks lose, they're going to not challenge for the titles again. I feel like we saw that just less than a year ago. The Will Hobbs frog splash, aside from Mr. OK Johnny Ray and Buck Snort Armory in Tennessee, it's the worst frog splash I've ever seen in my life. But I'm biased because I watched Gringos Locos, Art Bar, and Eddie Guerrero do that for the first time when I was younger. So I'm kind of biased to the frog splash. Why are we having a lumberjack match between two baby faces? But the thing I hated the most was the fake crowd noise. I get you're trying to do what you can do, but the fake crowd noise from 1990s WWF superstars is a little bit too much. We get it. It's a pandemic. There's no need to do that. Just go with what you got. You know, your product is by far, it's the best thing I've seen because I'm only watching AEW right now. So you've won me over. So don't do the fake crowd noise. Dustin, what did you not like about the show?
Well, I disagree. I love the crowd noise. I thought they should have had some sound effects and stuff at WrestleMania this year. I think they should remaster that and put a phony crowd in there just to make it like a television show. So I like the phony crowd noise. I don't like the debates. There are too many debates. And I know what they're doing. They're having, you know, art imitate life with the presidential election and the shut up and don't talk over me and all that kind of stuff. But man, they've done it a couple of times now. I mean, this has got to be the third time that I can remember just off of the top of my head. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm just saying that we could do something a little bit different. And then also, come on, man. Wardlow's been in the business for 6 years. He's not a greenhorn. Stop trying to act like – I know he is new to national television, and I know that Jim Ross probably doesn't know that much about Wardlow, or at least he's selling it like he doesn't.
Right.
But you're right. Wardlow would be unbelievable if WWE got their hands on him. But he could be unbelievable right here at AEW, and he is having really good matches. The thing that I didn't like the most is just how they shotgunned the Shida promo. I'm not that big of a Shida fan, and I'm not sure why. I'm just not really sold on it. But the whole Nyla Rose being the number one contender for months and months and months and them acting like there's not women's competition and all that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, you got Thunder Rosa and Serena Deeb with the NWA Women's World title like stealing the show to me. I thought was some of the best wrestling. They could have done that way different. I mean, literally, it was probably a 15-second promo for Shida to – meanwhile, Serena Deeb is on – having a 15, you know, two segment match for the NWA Women's World title.
Right.
So I didn't like that. I didn't like that whole part with Shida.
Yeah. It's almost like when they get a superstar wrestler from Japan, a female wrestler from Japan in this day and age, like 7-8 months ago, this would have worked because there wasn't these travel restrictions. There wasn't all this COVID. There wasn't the masks. There wasn't all this that you had to go through. It was a lot easier to get them here, but I feel like, you know, Kenny Omega is trying to book these Japanese wrestlers that he knows that are really good talents. But the problem is,
but we don't know them.
Right.
And, we don't know them.
Right. And the problem is you can't get them here every week to defend that title. So I'm like you. It's the build that you can't build because there might not be somebody here to wrestle for that title for another week. Josh, what was it, something things that you didn't like about tonight's show?
Well, I mean, really, I really had to dig to, you know, just point to something that, oh, I just really hated that. Because for the most part, like I said, I really enjoyed the show. And like I said, for the most part, the Cody and Orange Cassidy match, to me, aside from the big CF with the Lumberjacks on the outside when they all started fighting each other, it was good. I even liked the trust fall spot with the best friends and them dropping Cody. I thought it was hilarious. But I really didn't like the suplex off of the top onto the outside of the big group of people after they had fought and then they migrated into the big circle herd like a bunch of sheep. And that's what I think about when I see that. That's a bunch of sheep that's there. They know they're supposed to be there. And it just, to me, the way that they do it, it seems like they stand there for an hour. I mean, I know it's just
waiting
a few seconds. Right,
and looking up, and is he coming yet? Is he coming yet? I'm with you, man.
it's just a few seconds in reality, but it looks like an eternity on camera. And I've never really been big on like diving, you know, the dives into a big group. I don't mind dives onto your opponent, or if it's a tag team match onto the duo on the outside. But whenever you get the big group, it kind of takes it out for me, you know. Like whenever I watch wrestling, I want to believe and stuff like that. It really takes me out of it.
Yeah, you know, I'm like you. I feel like that whole Lumberjack match was set up for just that superplex spot. You know, the Lumberjack matches are usually meant to keep the chicken shit heel in the ring. There was no chicken shit heel here. They were both baby faces. So I feel like that whole Lumberjack match was centered around just that suplex spot. And I could have done without that, but something we couldn't have done without, and Josh, we'll start with you, was the MVP of the night. Who was your MVP of the night?
Man, I got to go with Kenny Omega tonight. He was the main event on the card, and Heel Kenny was in full effect tonight. We got a taste of it, and I was disappointed with him, as I said on the last week's episode of Dynamite. And, you know, I don't know if he heard what – because everybody was saying that, you know, I'm on Twitter all the time, and that's what tons of fans are saying, that I thought we were getting Heel Kenny. He was there tonight. I really like the way he shut down that chop contest. Very unsportsmanlike, and that looks good on Kenny. And that was a really good match. You know, both of them bring their A game. And, you know, it really makes me believe now, you know, that it's going to be an excellent, excellent match between, because we all knew it was going Hangman and Kenny in the end anyways. But right. My problem with it was there was no clear heel. So, like, you know, even though you knew something would probably happen in the end of that match, you didn't know who was going to be. But I like that there's a heel, he's coming, and then there's a babyface with the pants, mind you, and he's coming to full gear.
The pants winning over Josh. And I tell you what, Josh, the other thing that we didn't discuss was not only did he win your MVP tonight, Kenny Omega took the internet by storm this week. He was a meme from last week's, for his little facial expression while he was beating Sonny Kiss. That became a meme that was shared all over Twitter, all over the internet this week. I mean, he won just more than your MVP tonight, Josh. He won the internet last week, I feel like.
Definitely won Twitter.
Yeah. Dustin, who was your MVP of the night?
I was going to say that the show was so even keeled, like from start to finish, it was so good that there's not really one particular MVP. But then as we're talking about this, I think it has to be MJF. Now, I know I just said that I didn't necessarily like all these debates, and they've done them several times, but if you think about it, MJF opened the show with heat with Wardlow about if Wardlow wins the title, he's going to hand it over to him, and Sammy Guevara getting in his face. Then you had a feature promo with the Inner Circle and Jericho with MJF by himself. And then you had not just one, but two feature matches announced featuring MJF. One of them's the tag team match that Josh was talking about next week, and the other is a big pay-per-view match with Jericho. So if you're looking at it from start to finish, MJF really won the night, so he should be the MVP.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to give my MVP in a minute. MJF was definitely right up there. He's one of my favorites, although he shouldn't be. He's my favorite as a heel. Like, he shouldn't be my favorite, but he is. And even against Jon Moxley, me and Josh were talking. We were rooting for the guy, and he was a heel. So it's like you kind of get that feeling like this guy's going to be the next big thing. But before we get to my MVP, I want to bring up an honorable mention. My honorable mention for MVP tonight was Peter Avalon for asking, could he be a part of the Inner Circle and getting shot down? He is by far one of my favorite gimmicks in AEW, with his librarian gimmick and his thing with Brandon Cutler, where they're trying to go against each other and they try to be a tag team, and the librarian gimmick. It's all, you know, the whole thing about it is just hilarious. And the funny thing is, Dustin, he's going to be close by pretty soon, October 31st. What's going on October 31st in Memphis?
Well, he's not going to be close by. He's going to be in Memphis on October 31st. And I popped when you said Peter Avalon's name, because he was on Primetime Live last night in the bracket in the tournament for the United Wrestling Network world title. He wrestled Dirty Daddy Chris Dickinson, had a hell of a match. The guy is much better than what we see on AEW Dark or AEW Dynamite. Like, he's a comedy bit, and that's what he's there for, and he's a really good producer behind the scenes. I thought that was funny. I popped when I saw him on Dynamite tonight. But then on Saturday, he's going to be in action. So AEW's Peter Avalon will be in action in Memphis. Marco Stunt will be there in action. But we've got a big championship wrestling drive-in spooktacular presented by Pro Shingle, and it benefits the Hero Empowerment Center, which is a big $74 million facility that they're going to build right there at Hickory Hill, next to the Hickory Ridge Mall and where it used to be. And it's going to help kids. It's going to help redevelop the Hickory Hill area in Memphis. And also, it's going to help fight crime. And so we're going to be on site where they're going to build that building. And it breaks ground in the spring of 2021. And it'll take about 18 to 24 months to build. And it's going to be just this unreal. It's almost like a community center slash mall. Man, it's going to have an indoor basketball court, arcade. There's going to be a soundstage with state-of-the-art equipment in there where it's going to be the future home of Memphis Championship Wrestling. So we've got six big matches. It's 3 p.m. bell time, so it's during the day. The weather is going to be 65 degrees, according to the seven-day forecast from CW30 and Local 24. Cheap plug right there. But we have Jason Voorhees, Batman, the Batmobile. We've got all sorts of superheroes and comic book characters all meshing in with Championship Wrestling. So you'll have some of the stars from Championship Wrestling, AEW, and Memphis Wrestling all wrestling there together, socially distant. I know you guys have seen drive-in wrestling all across the United States. So this will be the first drive-in wrestling that's happened in Memphis, Tennessee, where you can actually watch wrestling from the comfort of your own car.
Yeah, it's the Drive-In Spooktacular, October 31st, 3 p.m.
No. You got to say Spooktacular.
All right, it's that. October 31st, 3 p.m. On 3682 Ridgeway Road. And this is benefiting, like you said, the Heroes Empowerment Center, presented by Pro Shingle. $25 per car, and there's a kids costume contest there. There's a lot of things going on. This is going to be a great event. Go out and see it. Drive-ins are the thing right now. Like, they're making a comeback from the 70s, the 80s. That was what you heard about when you heard your mom and dad talking about the drive-ins. Well, they're making a comeback, and I love it. Well, and I love the fact
they have to.
Yeah, I know.
They have to make a comeback, man. Like, I know that there are some shows that are happening indoors, and I know that not everybody is totally believing or practicing this social distancing thing, but it's very, very important to us. It's very important to CW30. It's very important to the United Wrestling Network, which we are a part of. I mean, 100% of the guys nearly are taking COVID-19 tests.
Yeah.
Like, our guys are being tested before they're able to come out and perform. Our referees will be wearing masks. It's going to be socially distant. It's going to be very, very responsible. And then even the after party afterwards is at Kooky Canuck in Cordova. That's free to attend. It's going to be right around the 8 o'clock mark, so that way we can get all dressed and get our costumes on and head out there. But that's going to be on the patio. So I know that there might be some wrestling fans who are like, whatever. But everything's going to be outdoors. You don't have to stay in your car, but we encourage you to. You can come out and watch matches anywhere. You actually have food trucks and all sorts of stuff and free candy for the kids. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, hopefully we won't have to do drive-in wrestling for very long. But while the pandemic's going on, just to protect not only the fans, but then also all the boys, we're going to do the drive-in show.
Yeah, just like my biological father who stayed in his car the last time I saw him and then sped off. I mean, this is going to be on a more positive note. So go and see that. I mean, it's going to happen at 3 p.m. So if you're wanting to get together with your family, I know trick-or-treating has been kind of canceled this year, but I know a lot of people are kind of doing inter-family things. I know we're going to do like a backyard bonfire, and hopefully we won't get the fire department called on us. But, you know, we still have time to go to Memphis, see that at 3 p.m. and be back home in time enough to do all that. Go and see it. Once again, that is 3682 Ridgeway Road. It's for the Hero Empowerment Center, presented by Pro Shingle. Go check that out. And another big thing that I liked. And
hey, you gotta tell them where to get the tickets, brother.
Well, tell us where to get the tickets.
ChampionshipWrestlingMemphis.com. Oh, yeah. All right. Now go ahead.
Okay. So another great thing about tonight, my MVP, and I know we have been loving him like a rat on Ricky Morton in the 80s, but Wardlow was one of my favorite things about tonight. 2 weeks in a row, he's had the opening match. Now, Dustin, you know as well as I do, when we were in wrestling, when you're still in wrestling, but when I was in wrestling, I was told there's two important matches. There's the main event and the opening match. 2 weeks in a row, Wardlow has been the opening match, and he has set the tone. And I feel like this week he was even almost impossible to impede. Like, it was almost harder to get past what he and Adam Page did in the first match. So 2 weeks in a row, he has been betted on to start the show, to set the tone, and he has cashed in 2 weeks in a row.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, especially when you're in there with Hangman Page, and Hangman Page selling like a champ. Like, he literally, that match was probably 75% Wardlow.
Yeah.
And Hangman Page is a guy that's going to be in the finals for this tournament to become number one contender. Like, he is a top guy in the company, and Wardlow went toe-to-toe with him. So they really see value in Wardlow, especially to have him in that opening match 2 weeks in a row. And I'm glad you said that, because I've heard fans complain about, you know, a particular match being on first at WrestleMania, right, or why is this on first? It's a main event. That's why it's on, yeah, first, because it is a main event. You got to start the show off hot.
Yeah. There's two main events. There's the one that starts the show and the one that ends the show. And the challenge there is to keep them up in between. And that's everybody else's job to do when you're wrestling in between two great events like that. And tonight Wardlow really made it happen. So let's not take any more time. Let's see what you thought about the show. We're going to start with Josh. Thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs in the middle. What did you think of tonight's show?
Man, I've got to go. I'm not going 3/4 of a thumb this week. I'm going all the way. 100% thumbs up, dude. Top to bottom. Like I said, I had to nitpick a particular spot in a singular match to say that I hated something, because it was good top to bottom. I can pick out something that I liked in every single segment of this show, every single match. So all the way thumbs up.
That's high praise from Josh, who is, he's not a fanboy. He's going to point out if he doesn't like something, and that's very high praise. Dustin, what did you think of tonight's show?
I love professional wrestling. You rarely will see me tweet or say what I don't necessarily like. Like Josh said, you really have to nitpick. Okay, big deal. I didn't like the Sheeta promo. Okay, you know what, right, I mean? Like, that's really just nitpicking. They're trying to set up a match. But it's really hard for AEW with the talent they have and as on fire as they are. Even during a pandemic, people are excited about it. It's really hard for them to ever have a thumbs down. So I'm going thumbs up as well.
So let me get this straight. Both of you guys are on the bandwagon for this being a great show.
Yep.
I didn't say great show. I said it was even keeled from start to finish, which means it didn't have any dips and it was a good show.
All right, let me reset this. Both of you guys are on board. I'm trying to set up something, Dustin. Damn it. All right, okay, so okay. Both of you guys are on board. Don't skew my words. Both of you guys are on board for this being a thumbs up show.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? We all are.
That is right. According to Buff Bagwell there from a cameo appearance. Yes, we are all on board. This was a great show, like both of you said.
Oh, my God.
Like both of you said, it is very hard. I was nitpicking everything that I said I didn't like about the show. The only thing I can really say that I didn't like about the show was the lumberjack match made no sense, but it was very entertaining. I loved it. I loved the best friends not holding on to Cody. I loved the brawls. I loved all of that. So I was nitpicking when I said that I didn't like that. You know, like I said, thumbs up all the way up for me this week. Thumbs up higher than, you know, BT with that weed eater, you know, promotion that he's doing next week, thanks to that lawsuit. Thumbs all the way up for me. But that's going to do it for us this week on AEW Dynamite. But before we go, Josh, tell them where they can hear P3 Radio and if they want to reach us on social media, or if they want to follow us on Twitter. Unlike Dustin Starr, he doesn't follow us on Twitter. We're going to make that.
Oh, boy.
But how would they follow us, Josh?
We're going to bring this up. We can do that on the pod right here.
Josh, how would they follow us if they don't want to be like Dustin and what they want to follow us?
Well, I would say if you want to listen to our show, P3 Radio, you're going to search that however you search this particular podcast, unless you're on stspod.club. We're only on a few shows on there. But whatever podcast app that you got, put in P3 Radio, all one word, and you will find us. Or if you're on Twitter, we're at P3 Radio, the number one. On Facebook, put in that search bar, Pop Poncho, and you'll see our profile. And if you want to get with us the old school way, send us a text message or leave us a voicemail. You never know, we might play it on the show. Our phone number is 731-300-6675, 24/7.
And of course, we can't leave out our friend Dustin Starr. Dustin, you are everywhere. You're like the new king of Memphis. I mean, you're literally like on Memphis Grizzlies games, all of the sports, all of the entertainment. Tell us where we can find you if we want to listen to you. I mean, you're everywhere every week. So where can we find you?
The easiest place is at Dustin Starr. So whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever the case may be, it's at Dustin Starr. And then you be sure to follow at CW30 Wrestling. And I got to plug the YouTube channel. because you guys know how hard all these social media platforms are. YouTube has become my absolute favorite. There's a huge audience there. In the last 28 days, we've had about 500,000 minutes watched from Championship Wrestling presented by Pro Shingles. So go over there if you have any questions about Spooktacular, where you can find us, what's coming up, not just wrestling, but things that are coming up in the area, matches, your favorite matches from Danny Limelight, who has been tearing it up, Peter Avalon, Watts, all those guys. MJF actually started on our program too, so you can check us out at CW30 Wrestling and ChampionshipWrestlingMemphis.com.
Yeah, go check all of those shows out. Dustin is everywhere. He's a real good friend of the show. Like I said, even if he doesn't follow us, I will never forget.
I might follow him. Gee whiz. I mean, calling me out here.
Sometimes
right?
You have to do public humiliation to get what you want. But no, Dustin has always been a good friend of the show. We razz each other from time to time, but I will never forget how kind he was to me when I had basically a career-ending injury. I came back, but when I broke my leg, Dustin was one of the only ones that called me. I will still bring that up from day to day. Dustin is one of my favorites. So go check out everything he's doing. It's well deserved. He's a great guy. And go check out everything on STS Pod that you hear. Like I said, there's great shows over there. So go check out, if you're liking this show, go listen to all of them over at STS Pod. But that's going to do it for us. Come back next week for AEW Dynamite. Same bat time, same bat channel, on the best little podcast in the business. Be there. And let's send out a special shout out to BT's mom. We love him, right? We love her, right?
Oh, we love his
love
mom.
You, Miss Glenda.
Woo!
Oh yeah.
Dustin and Maria Starr here to invite you to live pro wrestling on Halloween Day.
That's right. It's the Championship Wrestling Drive-In Spooktacular presented by Pro Shingle and benefiting the Hero Empowerment Center.
Oh, yeah. Watch professional wrestling from the comfort and safety of your own car on Halloween Day at 3 p.m. in Memphis.
One low price gets your entire carload or truckload in for all the action, including Halloween candy, food trucks, kids' Halloween costume contest presented by Party Works, and more.
AEW's Marco Stunt and Peter Avalon will be in action, along with Watts, CC Chanel, Will Alday, and your favorites from Memphis Wrestling, Derek King, Alan Steele, The Posse, and more.
Ticket proceeds benefit the Heal the Hood Foundation of Memphis and the Hero Empowerment Center. For more information and to purchase your ticket, go to ChampionshipWrestlingMemphis.com.
Halloween Day will never be the same.
Missouri, get ready! November 21st, the National Guard Armory will be rumbling with live wrestling action as AHCW presents Thanksgiving Thunder. Be there to see Zay Washington, Derek King, the LA Hustlers, Walker Hayes, Justin Case, The Posse, and former WWE superstar Eugene. General admission is just $10, third row is $13, second row is $14, and front row, which includes meet and greet, is only $15. Get advance tickets now at the Diane Sayer Rec Center or by phone 636-232-3313 or 731-589-8013. AHCW Thanksgiving Thunder, November 21st, Caruthersville, National Guard Armory, 7:30 bell time. Be there.
Hey guys, do you remember the days when you were younger? You know what I mean, when you could look at that Victoria's Secret catalog and just the thought of it being in your mail made it stand to attention? Well now, if you're trying to get back to your glory days, there's hope for you. You can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed because listen up, we're talking about BlueChew.com. Yes, blue like the color blue.
BlueChew.com brings you the very first chewable with the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor visits, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy.
Right now, we got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com, get your very first shipment free when you use our special promo code STS, just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code STS, try it free.
Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast.
This episode is also sponsored by Manscaped.com. That's right, get 20% off and free shipping with the code STSPOD. That's 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped.com with promo code STSPOD.
If you're stuck in the house and still want to order food, go with Uber Eats. That's right. Download Uber Eats on your favorite device. Get $7 off your first order by using this code EATS-BRIANT247-90UE. That's EATS-BRIANT247-90UE. Did you enjoy that episode? Cash App Us, that's right. $BTSTS. Cash App Us, $1, $2. If you Cash App Us over $12, I'll give you 1 year of Patreon for free.
Graphic design is very important. Your logo is the first image potential customers see. What kind of impression would you want to make today? Need a podcast logo or a t-shirt design? KT does art. Her name has become synonymous with quality and professionalism in the graphic design community. She specializes in graphic design, painting, and more. She provides affordable commissions and professional quality with a timely delivery. Contact KT via email at kt_doesart@yahoo.com. Check out her Instagram at instagram.com/kt_doesart.
Hey, that was another great episode of Shooting the Shiznit. We're currently looking for contestants for next year's Who Wants to Be the Best Shiznitter Ever Championship 2021. A shout out to our sponsors this month. And also, we have Patreon. It is only $1 at www.patreon.com/shootingtheshiznit without a G. A big thank you and a shout out to Bob McGee at Pro Wrestling Between the Sheets and Gene Jackson at localsthelegends.com. You can reach us on Twitter at comicbookmarkBT, Instagram BT Shooting the Shiznit without a G, Facebook Shooting the Shiznit with a G, and we're also at Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk. You gotta ask to get in. If we don't like you, we'll kick you out. That's right. And you can get all the archives to all the episodes at www.stspod.club. All right, let's do a roll call of my favorite podcast. So my favorite non-wrestling podcast would be Who's Right Podcast, Poor Boys Podcast, The Official Podcast, Man Brain Podcast, My Favorite Murder Podcast, I Am Fat Podcast. And when it comes to wrestling podcasts, check out Suplex City Limits, Talking Shop, and my buddies over there, Richard Josh at P3 Radio. Hey guys, thanks for joining us today. And remember, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.